What You Need to Know is brought to you by Morongo Casino Resort and Spa. Good times, less than 90 minutes from wherever you are. Tyler, what do you got?
You guys have dogs?
I used to.
Yeah, I do.
Are we dog people here?
Sure.
I am.
All right, well, Bobby just broke the record for world's oldest dog ever at 30.
Wow. 30-year-old dog?
Lives in Portugal, declared as both the world's oldest living dog and the world's oldest dog
ever. And what kind of dog is it?
It's a chocolate lab.
Really?
Oh,
wow. Chocolate lab. Bobby's 30 years old, 30 years and 267 days old. Purebred Rafiero do Alentejo, which is a breed known for protecting livestock, according to the American Kennel Club. So I was wrong. It's not a chocolate lab. It's a unique breed that I've actually never even heard of. These dogs have an average life expectancy of 12 to 14 years.
Really?
So it's doubled that. Wow.
More than doubled. More than doubled.
Yeah.
Has the dog outlasted the original owner?
You know, it doesn't say, but I'm going to assume not.
Why?
Well, it depends on when they got him.
Yeah, it depends.
Well, that's my point. I mean, let's say the guy gets him at 50 years old. Dog's 30 years old. Guy died at 79.
I'm going to keep reading.
Yeah.
Bobby is special because looking at him is like remembering the people who were part of our family and unfortunately are no longer here, like my father, my brother, or our grandparents who have already left this world. Bobby represents those generations, says the Costa family.
Wow.
There you go.
I know.
That's sweet.
People, La Costa Nostra.
A generational animal.
People, we love our dogs, don't we? Like people who are dogs, people who are dog people love dogs. You know? Like my dog sleeps with me every night.
Jack.
This little dude, he takes over the whole bed. I have this giant freaking whatever kind of California king bed. I mean, you know, it's big. It's a king size bed. I'm in it by myself, you know? There I am, me and the dog.
Got to be up on you, right?
This dog has to be on me. I got a sliver. I have a tiny little sliver of the bed.
They're pack animals. They need your warmth.
He's touching me at all times.
Oh, okay.
He's making these crazy, like, snoring sounds.
Yeah.
You know?
No, weird.
And you know I sleep naked.
Oh, see, it gets weird.
You know? So we're
I was about to say it's all love, but
No.
It doesn't feel
we're,
right.
We're really
so
literally
weird.
Butt to butt, me and him.
No,
and
see,
that's what you need to know.
I was gonna sneak in a what you need to know because I had a good one.
Yeah.
But after the butt and the touching, it just feels weird now.
That is what you need to know. Brought to you by Morongo Casino Resort and Spa. Good times, less than 90 minutes from wherever you are.
Hey, can I tell you guys a quick story?
Sure.
So
Dale.
So
I'm Young Misuk, by the way, in 10 minutes.
Okay, great. So yesterday we're not on the air, right?
Yeah.
But guys like you and me,
we had things to do.
We grind. No matter what,
yeah.
We may not be on the air, but we're still out there working it, right?
Yeah.
Where were you last night?
I was at the Tequila Mandala event, and before that, I took my wife out to a nice dinner.
Lovely. Beautiful,
yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
So, but you're out there working with a sponsor.
Yeah.
You know, you're out at a big fancy party, whatever, yeah. Right? So,
ran into Sebastian Joseph Day of the Chargers, and boy, is he not happy with you.
Oh, is that right?
Mm-hmm.
Did you tell him that I liked him when he was a Ram?
I did, and then I said, you know, I'm working with the president of the Charger Hater Club.
Yeah, and what'd he say to that?
He's like, it's very disappointing. Maybe I should have a word with him.
He should.
He's an imposing man. I would not want to have a word with
him. I'd explain it to him.
Yeah. No, I did not say that. He was like a big teddy bear. He was like teddy bear, like one of the nicest people you ever meet. And his wife also unbelievably kind and nice.
So while you're there at the Tequila Mandala event, right? And I'm at a restaurant last night in Newport Beach.
Yeah.
This is called A Restaurant.
Right.
And when it was sent to me, they're like, meet at A Restaurant. I'm like, okay, which one?
Yeah, the A.
Yeah, I didn't know that's what it was.
Yeah.
So this is in Crystal Cove.
Right. And is this the video you sent us of the girl?
Yeah. So I get there kind of early because I don't like to be late.
Yeah.
And we were all supposed to meet at 4:30 and I show up at 4:25 and I'm the first person there.
Right.
And I walk in and every bartender, because nobody's really at the bar yet. Every bartender and every person working is like, hi, welcome. How are you? I'm like, good. Hi. How's it going? I'm like, good. And the next person, hey, welcome in. How are you? I'm like, as I walked around the bar, because it was the first time I was ever there, I was like, this is the nicest staff of people I've ever been around.
Right.
So now I stand there and this young lady comes up to me and her name's Stephanie.
Yeah.
And she is drop dead, ridiculous, gorgeous.
Right.
Right. And I said, yeah, I'm meeting some people. We're having dinner or whatever. She's like, oh, well, you should take this space at the bar because in an hour, there'll be a line to get into this bar. So our whole group gets together, right? And the girl's talking to us. And all of a sudden, from out of nowhere, when asking some kind of question, she says this to the bartender. She says, ay, dos míos. Or something like that.
Mm-hmm. Ay, Dios mío.
That's what she said.
Right.
Ay, Dios mío.
Dios.
Dios míos.
Right. No, just one meal.
I, Dios mío.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So she says this to me, right? And I said, excuse me.
Can you do that again so I can videotape you like a weirdo?
Did you just say, ay, Dios mío?
Yeah.
And she goes, yeah. And I go, listen, I know this is going to sound really weird. And I know this is going to sound really creepy. And I don't do this, you know, but you must just say that again.
I don't do this, but I'm going to do it again.
I'm going to do it.
Yeah, yeah.
Listen, do you mind taking a second from making those blue cheese olives? Just 1 second.
Yeah.
And say, so I videotape. I go, what'd you just say? And she goes, ay, Dios mío. And then I sent it to the whole crew.
Yeah, you did.
She's like, what's the deal? I'm like, girlfriend, you don't get it. My partner on the radio every day about 10 times will say to me, ay, Dios mío.
Yeah.
And you just hit it.
Right.
And she's like, all right, sounds good.
Yeah.
And I would have put it out on Twitter or Instagram, but I didn't ask her.
Right.
Because let me tell you something. This girl is drop dead.
She was beautiful,
gorgeous.
Yeah.
There's your phrase. Ay, Dios mío.
It's not mine. I mean, you know, it's been said for generations.
Maybe so, but it was new to me.
Yeah, my mom said it growing up all the time, you know.
Basically, anyone who's Hispanic has ever said that.
So then there's this African-American gentleman dressed really, really nice.
Yes.
You know, and I said, excuse me, sir. He said, yeah. And I said, yo, you run this place or what? And he's like, no, actually, I'm the security guy here. I'm like, security? Where are we? We're in freaking Newport.
Yeah.
You know, we're at the Crystal Cove. There's a Javier's, there's a, you know, this is a restaurant, there's a, you know, fancy car dealership over here.
Yeah.
Security? I'm like, listen, bro, you're doing a hell of a good job. Next thing you know, me and this guy are hugging it out. We're all over each other.
Yeah.
We're like just giving each other so much love, dude.
Yeah.
Like we're like best friends now.
Mm-hmm.
Me and the security guy at a restaurant in Newport, the Crystal Cove, best friends. Don't know his name, but best friends. When I left, we like hugged all over each other. I smelled his cologne my whole way home.
Did he smell delicious?
Delish.
Like the
yeah. Delish.
And the point of this story was?
Seriously.
Ay, Dios mío.
Oh, was that?
That was the point.
So so you're saying the security guard was just,
that was just extra stuff
just like
that happened.
Dessert.
Just happened.
Amongst the meal.
Just all happened.
Yeah, okay.
You know?
I was just wondering.
Can I get like my 5 minutes back?
Yeah, I was wondering where we tied that one in together. I mean, the ay, Dios mío, okay, I got.
Well, as I was walking out, the security guy said to me, he goes,
ay, Dios mío?
He did.
Oh.
And that is how it finished.
Right, okay.
That's how it finished.
But yeah, our friends at Tequila Mandal, people asked about you.
Oh, yeah?
They did.
I was trying to make it.
I know.
But I was down doing like the whole Subaru thing.
They asked about it. Good for you. You know, so yeah, it was a fun event. It was great. They had their love event. And it was awesome. New bottle with the word love on it. Artist made it.
Ironically, as you're talking about Tequila Mandal and love, that's all we talked about was Subaru and the
love.
Season of love. And love, it's what makes...
By the way, tomorrow... Actually, not tomorrow because it's Saturday. But next week, we have to get Jacob and Ronnie on because I have another situation similar to what happened to me in Manhattan Beach.
Oh, no.
But in Beverly Hills. This one may be worse.
Oh, no. More egregious?
I may have a big beef with the city of Beverly Hills.
Well, you know what? We should either bring Jacob on Tuesday or Thursday, because one of those 2 days, or maybe it should be Wednesday or Friday, one of those 2 days, really any day, Tuesday or Thursday, LeBron's breaking this thing, right?
Right, right. So we should probably do Tuesday, because it's the leading up to LeBron.
But do we really think, look, LeBron needs now, what, 67, 60, something like that, right? So yeah, from 89 to, I think so. So LeBron goes down to New Orleans tomorrow and puts up 30 points.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? 30 points. Now, the Lakers come home for Tuesday night against Oklahoma City. And LeBron's going to score 30 points. So is he really going to...
Is he? I don't know. He scored 20 the last couple.
Well,
he's in the 20s.
Good. Because here's what I want.
You want Thursday.
I want Thursday...
I think it's going
to
be Thursday.
...against Milwaukee.
It's on pace to be Thursday right now.
That'd be my preference.
Yeah.
I think
early in the first quarter, probably.
Well, if he does it early in the first quarter and then they have like a nice little ceremony or whatever, I'll listen to it on the way home.
Then you can leave?
Yeah, but I want to stick around probably for after the game and the post game and see what's going on.
You do?
Nah, maybe I don't.
I was just going to say, once it's over, I could see you just leaving.
Do they must stop the game.
Yeah, they're going to stop the game. Kareem will be there.
I would think so.
Yeah.
I mean, John Ireland said earlier today, I heard him say he doesn't really know what they got planned, but I can remember being a kid and when Dan Marino broke like the
touchdown
all-time.
Record.
Is that what it was?
They stopped the game.
The touchdown record?
420 at the time.
420. How about that? You remembered it.
Yeah.
Marino in the game.
Easy number to remember.
Right. Marino with his helmet off and the ball up in the air and the whole audience going crazy. I was in New Orleans when Drew Brees
broke that record.
No, he broke Johnny Unitas' record
okay.
for like, I want to say it was like 55 straight games with a touchdown pass.
Right.
Ironically enough, did it against the Chargers.
Yeah.
And they stopped the game and Johnny Unitas' family was there and they had like a little thing.
Yeah.
But when LeBron breaks this, it's not a little thing.
No, it's going to be a big deal.
Yeah. So I don't know how long they stopped the game for.
A couple minutes.
Or what happens.
They'll do a quick little ceremony and then they'll keep it moving.
But he cannot do this against Oklahoma State.
Or Oklahoma City. I mean, if he did it against Oklahoma State, that would be news for sure.
That would be interesting.
Sure. Yeah.
He can't do it against Oklahoma City.
Why?
Because you got to do it against a better team. You got to do it against a bigger star.
I mean, okay.
And also the whole Milwaukee connection.
But if he does it against Oklahoma City, like in a win, like in the fourth quarter, that would also be cool.
I buy that.
Yeah.
But I think LeBron is probably also doing what I'm doing. Looking at how many points he has or how many he needs.
He says he's not.
That's what he says.
Yeah.
I don't believe that.
You don't.
Nope.
Yeah.
LeBron's looking at how many points he needs. He's looking about who they're playing. New Orleans is a terrible team. They've lost whatever it is, 10, 11, 12 in a row, something like that. He can go in there and score 30 or 40 points. Now he only needs 20-something. So does he sit against Oklahoma City and Oklahoma State? And does he then show up against Milwaukee? What do you think?
Yeah. I think he's playing the rest of the way.
You do?
Let me see your eyes.
Nope.
It's after 6 o'clock.
Pixie dust.
Nope.
Let me see your eyes.
Nope. I wear sunglasses inside now.
Let me see your eyes.
It's too bright.
Let me see him.
Nope.
Just let me see him.
Tell me who you were talking to earlier that gave you all that information.
No.
Then no.
Okay.
You don't give me, I don't give you.
Okay. You're going to take off your sunglasses at some point.
Yeah, when we leave.
I'll see what they look like then.
Okay, but I won't be under these lights.
All right. Om Young Masuk. Is Kyrie going to the Clippers? Do the Clippers even have interest? We'll find out from Om next.
Tired of ads interrupting your favorite sports podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music, included with your Prime membership. Amazon Music offers the most ad-free top podcasts. Enjoy shows like First Take, Pardon the Interruption, and The Low Post, available ad-free and uninterrupted. To start listening, download the Amazon Music app or go to amazon.com/ESPNpods. That's amazon.com/ESPNpods to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hi, this is ESPN's Mike Greenberg, and ESPN Bet is ready to take you through all the biggest sports moments this spring. The official sports book of ESPN has exclusive offers and markets from Scott Van Pelt, Stephen A. Smith, and me. From the playoff intensity to finally getting out to the ballpark, there's no better time for sports fans. Sign up today, and new users get $100 in bonus bets for making any sportsbook bet. Download ESPN Bet today. What a play.
Must be 21 plus and present in select states. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply. See app for details.
Yeah, Cappy. Look at you, getting down. Come on now. Give Om a little bit of your rap game while he's on hold.
Well, I had to stand up a little bit and do some dancing. You know, right. I had to feel it a little bit. Yeah. Or you check those moves out.
They were bad.
They were dope AF.
No, they were.
Yes, they were.
Om Young Masuk here at ESPN does a phenomenal job covering the NBA at large and, of course, the Los Angeles Clippers. Hello, Om.
What's up, Om?
What up, guys? How you doing?
We're good. What's the shoe game going to look like in your next game? Have you decided yet? If you don't know, Om on his Twitter and Instagram takes pictures of his shoe game. New shoe every game.
It's designed to actually force me to wear my shoe. When I moved earlier last year, I just have like hundreds and hundreds of pairs, and I was like, there's so many shoes in boxes I haven't even worn. So it's just designed to force me to wear my shoes and document it.
So you're like, I mean, I don't know this subculture, but do you call it a sneakerhead? Is that the deal?
I think you could say so.
Yeah. Time out. I'm going to stop the game just like they will when LeBron breaks the scoring record.
Yeah.
You have never sounded so old.
What are you talking about?
Right there.
What do you mean?
When he just said, so do you call yourself a sneakerhead?
Is that what you are, dude?
I think it would be safe to say that.
So here's the thing, and I asked it for this reason. So, all right, look, I've been getting a lot of heat from everybody around here.
Oh, boy, here we go.
Because, listen, man, I've given up on shoes. I don't wear any loafers. I don't wear any dress shoes of any kind anymore, okay? So I went to this party, and I wore white Air Force Ones, and everybody at the party's like, oh, I'm so jealous you're wearing sneakers. And I'm like, but I need black sneakers so that they like kind of look like dress shoes. So I bought black Air Force Ones.
Uh-oh.
Everybody's telling me that if I wear black Air Force Ones, I'm looking for trouble. Do you interpret it that way?
Yes. They call it Black Air Force One Energy, which basically, Dave and I just talked about this on our YouTube show, That's OD, where we discussed that there was a shoe that came out this week as a collaboration between Tiffany and Nike. LeBron wore it. It's a black Air Force One with the Tiffany blue swoosh, which a lot of people are like, why is in black Air Force One? And as Dave says, the black Air Force One energy is like you expect somebody who's wearing it is kind of looking for a certain type of energy in trouble. Someone who might be seen eating with no utensils and just grabbing food off the plate and stuffing their face.
Okay,
like
well, that
a grimy guy who's looking for trouble. You just don't want to mess with that person.
Okay, well, that so okay, so that's my point is that if you see me wearing these black Air Force Ones, you might be like, oh, dude, something must be wrong with that guy. Don't mess with him.
Well, I think with you, I wouldn't assume that, okay? But I think, like, I agree with you. I think when you get to a certain age, like, you just, it's all about comfort, right?
Right.
And we fortunately live in a culture today where we don't have to wear dress shoes all the time now. Nice sneakers are considered, like, acceptable.
Yeah.
In, like, you know, dressier occasions where in the past, you would actually have to wear dress shoes. I mean, I've been like donating all my dress shoes from back in the day now because I don't ever wear them now. Maybe the only time I might wear them is a wedding. And you know what? The last wedding I went to, I think it was Tim McMahon's wedding, I wore sneakers.
Well, to your point, I only have like four pairs of dress shoes now, two brown ones in different shades and two black ones. And everything else is sneakers, to your point. So I agree. Like yesterday I was at an event for our friends at Tequila Mandala in Beverly Hills. And I would say, well more than half, nearly two-thirds, if not three-quarters, of the people were wearing sneakers. At a cocktail event.
Yeah, fancy I mean, one. We have it great now where, like, sneakers are accessible with suits. I mean, it's like, it's the best thing about living today. We right. get to wear sneakers. Guys get to wear sneakers all the time now.
Right. It's not FaceTiming on your iPhone. It's being able to wear sneakers with your suit.
Yeah.
Best thing about being alive today in 2023.
So, Omi, let me ask you this about Kyrie. I'll start here because we had McMiniman on earlier, as you mentioned, Dave. And he's Cappy's nemesis.
Does Cappy get McPettyman? Is that why he's his nemesis? Because McPettyman is a different type of McMiniman.
Ooh.
Yeah, he's so emotional about the team that he covers that he like took a big giant swipe at me when I suggested that the Lakers might actually peak at the right time of the year, so maybe they don't need to make some big move. And he's like, he just said just like this. He goes, "Do you even watch the games?"
Yeah, he didn't say it exactly like that, but it was close.
You don't even watch the games, you moron.
It was close. He didn't say moron.
You have no qualified opinion related to the NBA, you idiot.
But he didn't say idiot either, but he definitely felt like he was saying idiot inside somewhere. Yeah.
I love it. He probably would have also given it to you had he seen you in the black shoes, too.
Oh, for sure.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. All right, so do you buy that Kyrie is actually wants out, or is this a negotiation ploy?
I do buy that he actually wants out. Now, whether or not the Nets actually, you know, trade him is a whole other thing.
And time out real quick. For those listening, you also covered the Nets for many years. So for people that want to know, like you covered them before you covered the Clippers, you covered the Nets like going back to Jay Kidd and those guys.
Yes, I covered the Nets, the very first team. I worked in New York for almost two decades and like basically covered the Nets for a long time. And I was with the Nets last year until we finally got Nick Friedell on the team. So I'd been around Joe Tsai, that ownership group, and Sean Marks. And so seeing how they've handled everything, you know, I think it's going to be very difficult for them to get equal value back, obviously. Because a lot of teams are going to look at Kyrie as a rental, and there's a massive risk involved with taking a chance on Kyrie Irving. So the Nets are not going to get a lot back. So perhaps the Nets could just say, we're going to call your bluff and say, you know what, we didn't get, just like with KD, we didn't get what we wanted back. You're going to come back and you're going to have to play, or you can do what you're going to want. If you don't want to play, you sit out and you lose money. But I think I mentioned this to Dave. There's a lot of PTSD involved with the Nets, though, with Kyrie. I mean, you got to think, like, everything they've gone through, I mean, you can understand why, you know, as reports have said that I think Woj reported that they weren't willing to kind of guarantee the last year of the deal, and they wanted Kyrie to meet certain parameters, which Kyrie's argument was, well, I'm a max player. Max players don't have to do that. but you're not like any other max player. I mean, you just are coming off a controversy where you were basically suspended by the team and you needed to meet parameters to come back to play because of the anti-Semitic stuff. And so I think, like, you know, listen, when all that happened, this is what you need to know. Joe Tsai wanted to meet with Kyrie Irving. He couldn't even get Kyrie Irving in front of him in a room.
What a joke. Like,
just him and Kyrie. It was just basically all of Kyrie's people. Joe had to constantly deal with all these different things. So in a moment like that, where the owner came down hard on you and said, you can't say this type of stuff, you can't do this, and I just want to talk to you and let you know why this was unacceptable and why it was hurtful, and this is what I need from you in order to show to me that you're going to be all right and you're going to accept this and you're going to be able to come back and you're ready to play. He couldn't even get Kyrie in the same room with him.
What a joke, so, man. What a joke.
When you take all of that and you add this now where Kyrie's reacting this way to not getting what he wanted, you know, it's not like Joe Tsai hasn't gone through all this other stuff. And then you add on Harden and Durant and all the mess they've gone through, Steve Nash and all of that stuff. I mean, this is kind of like the Nets' excuse now to just say, all right, this is our chance to move forward and away from Kyrie.
Yeah, and cut ties.
But
yeah.
I also do think, and not lose Kyrie for nothing, but I also do think the Nets want value back, and if they feel like they're not going to get close to it, which I think we're going to see in the next coming days, how much teams are willing to give them, the Nets have an interesting dilemma what they're going to do, because the matter of fact is, I think Kyrie also realized he lost a lot of money, and he doesn't want to lose all this money. He lost his contract with Nike. He was sitting out. He wasn't getting paid. All of these things add up. And so how much does really Kyrie want to take a stance on this and say, okay, well, if you're not going to trade me, I'm not going to play. Well, then he's giving up a lot of money, and it's not helping his value for when he tries to get a new contract with somebody else.
See, Joseph Tsai is a multi-billion-dollar international business leader on planet Earth. And an owner of a team, and he can't even get a meeting with his prima donna player that he pays millions and millions of dollars to, who brings nothing but drama to his team. Yeah, that's the kind of guy I want on my club.
And look, and then that was back like several months ago.
Just want to make that statement, George. I mean, it's a political statement.
Yeah, hold on real quick. Hold on, Om, real quick. Hold on, Laura, ready?
Yeah.
Rack him.
Yeah, rack me.
Yeah, go ahead. Sorry.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Thank you.
That was several months ago. Now, obviously, things were a little smoother up until these last few, you know, this last week or whatever. And obviously, they had that crazy blowout, which George and I had just talked about this the other day on the Zoom. It was like that game was over within the first, like, 3 minutes. And the thing is, like, George, you've covered the NBA as long as you've been around the NBA for a long time, almost as long as I've been around. You know that losses like that, when they happen, there's always something that stinks in the background.
Yeah.
When a team loses by over 30, you know, or quits, or they don't show up or anything like that, you know there's something that's going on that just isn't right. There's something wrong with that team.
Yeah. By the way, it wasn't my podcast that he was mentioning
on
Zoom. We did Cross Court, which is the ESPN Plus show.
Okay.
That's what he was referring to.
Because, you know,
Cappy is very jealous that he hasn't been invited to my NBA podcast.
And it's like a whole thing where he's like, hey, you know, you're not really an NBA insider. I'm like, so what?
Yeah. But this is like a tryout for you.
I mean, today is, we've been wall to wall. We've been the NBA podcast. This is Inside the NBA today.
Yeah.
I'm handling it.
Meh.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
I feel that.
I don't know about that.
I feel you.
But anyway, Om, the Clippers, interest, yes, no, moderate, potentially monitoring the situation, you know, what?
Monitoring is probably a good word. I mean, look, I think when Kyrie was, you know, when there was a lot of talk about Kyrie in the summertime being available, I think the Clippers, you know, I don't think they really dipped their feet into the water per se. While Kyrie addresses some of the things they need that were exposed in the Milwaukee game, listen, the Milwaukee game the other night was a playoff game, okay? They were beating the Bucks senseless early on. They were up by like 21, and then all of a sudden started to fall apart for a lot of the same things that hurt the Clippers in playoff games, which is, you know, they become too stagnant. They become too dependent on Kawhi and Paul George, too much iso ball, not enough, you know, moving the ball around, not another playmaker to help them, a point guard. And also they lack a big man, whatever. Kyrie Irving obviously would give them somebody who can handle the ball, who can shoot, who can create his own shot and score. The problem is that Kyrie Irving needs the ball in his hands. And so does Kawhi and Paul George. And the other thing, too, is I think any place that Kyrie goes to, he needs somebody in the locker room that's going to hold him accountable. Yes, could Kevin Durant be better with Kyrie? Absolutely. Okay, but at least those two are close friends, right? You know, if Kyrie were to come to the Clippers, Paul George and Kawhi Leonard are not the type of leaders that are going to hold Kyrie accountable.
Right.
So that really could mess things up there. It's just too much more risk than reward for them to go after somebody like Kyrie Irving. So I would never say never, but I would be surprised if the Clippers ended up going after Kyrie.
Okay, last thing. I got less than a minute here because we got to go to break in a second. But what do you envision with the Clippers at the trade deadline?
I think they're going to look after all the usual same suspects. They are going to probably all the way up to the trade deadline, see what the price is for guys like Fred VanVleet, Mike Conley, or, you know, backup big, or really kind of, it doesn't even need to be those two positions. It could just be another player who's really good, who's going to help them, because this team does really need to realize it's time to go all in. This is year four for Paul George and Kawhi. They probably got the window is probably 2 years here. They got to go all in. And also, you got to figure, if Kyrie does end up with the Lakers, or Kyrie does end up with Dallas, the Dallas Mavericks, that only makes another team in the West that much better for them. This league is wide open for these playoffs, as good as Denver's been, as good as Boston's been. So the Clippers need another piece or two to really kind of make that push.
Om Yongmasuk does a phenomenal job covering the NBA for us, and of course the Clippers as well. Thank you, buddy. Always appreciate it.
All right, remember, Black Air Force One Energy. Remember that.
That's right.
That,
I got it. I'm bringing it.
There you go. All right, Omi. Thank you, bud. All right, coming up next, we got Big Deal or No Deal. Thanks, Christopher. All right, Tyler, you take it away.
All right, well, first, shout out to the Vice President of the Handsome Man's Community. I'm upping my game for you, man.
Yeah, so I saw that. He literally gave you like a blow-by-blow.
Oh, did he?
Yeah, I took some lashings, but I'm still here for it. So, get this.
Yeah.
Netflix streamers are pissed.
Yeah, because they're going to do this thing where you got to log in from your own Wi-Fi.
Yeah, they're cracking down.
Cut you off, right?
They're tired of people sharing their passwords.
Yeah, Cappy, don't be sharing your passwords.
So some guidelines went out earlier this week, and people were really upset about it. And now Netflix is backtracking on backtracking on what they said they were initially going to impose.
Mm-hmm. So let me get this straight. Did I have it right? Where basically sometime within 30 days, you had to log in from your home Wi-Fi because they can pick up the IP address. If you didn't, they would shut down your account.
Yeah, and you got to set your primary location. The primary location has to be a television. And so people who regularly travel were running into issues of being able to watch Netflix outside of their house, outside of this particular television that they've linked to their account.
Yeah.
Anyway, the company's backtracking. They're alleging that the rules only apply to account holders in Chile, Costa Rica, and Peru,
mm-hmm.
and that while they went live in other countries, it was by mistake. Quote, for a brief time yesterday, a Help Center article containing information that is only applicable to Chile, Costa Rica, and Peru went live in other countries, said a spokesperson for Netflix. But they are currently testing anti-account sharing features in a number of Latin American countries. But they warn that if any of this is going to actually go live here in North America, they'll send out kind of a PSA first. So what I'm asking is, password sharing, crackdown, big deal or no deal?
I mean, clearly it's a big deal because everyone freaked out. But I get it. Like, if I'm them, it's like, bro, people are stealing our bleep, you know?
No, well, no. Yeah. They literally tweeted one time, love is sharing your password. So, no.
Yeah, I mean, I don't think they meant that
I'm just saying.
But they also want people to pay for it.
But it is a headache, though, because, like, for example, if you are, you know, if you have a Netflix account and you have a primary television, and then you, like, I'm traveling, right? So I go to a hotel tonight and I want to use my Netflix account. It's mine. I pay for it, right?
100%.
But wait, now I can't use it because...
Well, you had to use it at least once in 30 days from your home.
Well, and there's a lot of intricacies too here, right? Because if you accidentally leave your account logged into that television, then you forget, then you're essentially giving free Netflix to whoever uses that TV until you remember and then log that TV out.
Mm. Well, also, if you were traveling, what you had to do, it wasn't just the logging in the 30 days, but you literally had to go to them and say, hey, I'm traveling, and they would give you a special password. And then you use that for while you're traveling, and it's only good for 7 days.
Well, I mean, credit card companies do that too, right? You got to give them a heads up. Hey, I'm going to be leaving the country, so please don't disapprove my transactions.
I mean, I do that generally, though, so that they... Right.
They don't decline it. Yeah.
Right. Yeah.
Well, I got to just say, though, after I watch You People on Netflix, maybe I'll just get out of the Netflix game. I've been so much more into HBO Max lately. I'll bet you that if I got rid of Netflix, I'd never even know it was gone in my life.
I haven't used it. You People is the first time I used it in a really long time. My wife uses it way more than I do.
I have so many of these subscriptions that I always see these ads for apps that tell you, hey, we'll take all your subscriptions and we'll show you what you're spending and then we'll help you cancel them. I got to do that. I have so many of these things that are just on auto pay.
I think it's called unsubscribe, right?
No, there's other ones, but he'll get that one and then he's going to be paying for that one and still probably pay for everything else.
One more thing to pay for?
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's so annoying.
One more add to your podcast.
Yeah.
All right, Laura, what you got?
All right, guys. So we like to travel here, all of us, right? And I know some of us have favorite airlines here and there. But if you guys want an unlimited pass to travel in the summer, Frontier is actually rolling out.
Nope.
Okay.
As soon as you said Frontier, I'm out.
But I'll say this. Let me hear the rest of it.
Okay.
Because everybody, like, rips on Southwest.
No, Southwest has been great to me.
Southwest is okay. I don't love them because I don't love anywhere I can't pick my seat to start. That's annoying as hell. So I generally don't fly them because of
then
that.
Then just get there early, A-list.
I just had a great experience with Southwest. So
yeah,
shout
great.
Out to them.
Yeah.
As much as everybody ridicules Spirit, myself included.
Nope.
I had a great experience because there was only one way and it was Spirit.
Frontier, I'm out for sure. Southwest, only in a pinch.
So Spirit and Frontier would normally make my cut list, but I'm curious to hear what happens from here.
Go ahead.
So they have...
There you go.
Okay. So they have a Go Wild summer pass.
Go Wild, Cappy.
Go Wild.
Wildin'.
Yeah. There you go. That is going to be rolling out, I believe, May 2nd, and it's only $399. Mm-hmm. So you're able to fly literally unlimited times for those 5 months between May and September.
Yeah.
There are domestic and international routes that are included, Puerto Rico, Mexico, and some parts of Latin America.
Puerto Rico.
Places where your Netflix account might not work. Go ahead.
But, I mean, I don't think it's bad. $400 and you get to travel as much as you like. I know it's Frontier. And I had a experience with them. The catch here is, and this is where the catch really is bag and assigned seating fees still apply. And that's where they get
you. They get you.
Because the bags, it's actually more expensive to carry on a bag with them than to check in a bag with them.
Yeah, I know.
So it's like, I think it's like $100 and something to check in your bag.
Totally, ridiculous.
Oh, man, I just looked up in Puerto Rico in Old San Juan. My favorite restaurant is closed.
Oh, dude, a lot of things over there.
Right, probably after COVID, right?
Yeah.
Dragonfly, it was an Asian Latino fusion place.
Mm-hmm. Sounds good.
I just looked it up. It's closed.
Sounds good.
So, yeah.
Like an Egg Foo Young burrito sounds bomb.
Yeah.
So
they have one of those?
I don't know. I don't remember. Was a long time ago, last time I was there.
What was your favorite place?
But my favorite place in Puerto Rico.
Right, I know.
But I haven't been in nearly a decade. I haven't lived on the East Coast in almost 10 years. But
to have a favorite place in Puerto Rico is pretty cool.
Because I went there a bunch back then.
Never been.
Yeah, you should go.
I know.
Go on Frontier.
Okay, so
go ahead.
So
big deal or no deal, guys? Frontier.
I mean, it's a big deal, but no thanks for me. I'll stick to like JetBlue and Delta and Alaska.
Those are great. And I personally don't mind Southwest because it is budget friendly and you get to...
No, yo entiendo.
Right? Pero people are like,
Pero.
You know, I still have my grudge against American Airlines because they never handled
the
situation.
Let me tell you something. I don't love American either.
They are horrible. I'm sorry. They have horrible service for me.
And I say that as someone who has like literally got like platinum status on them. And they're
still bad.
And
you transfer some points to me?
No.
Why not? You don't use them.
I mean, I do use them.
You said you don't like American.
I have used their points, though.
Okay. Well,
in a pinch, you got to use what you got to use.
So, but Delta's my go-to.
Oh, same. Yeah.
Same. Delta's my go-to for the national carrier. JetBlue, here's the order, okay? The Sedona order.
All right, let's hear it.
All right, let's hear it.
JetBlue, if they fly anywhere, I'm on.
They're amazing.
I'm flying them tonight.
Okay.
Red Eye.
They're amazing.
LAX to JFK.
If I need to go somewhere national that doesn't go JetBlue, Delta for sure is my number one.
Love Delta.
Okay? Delta's great.
I love Alaska.
Alaska's an amazing airline. Great.
Alaska's good, and they don't just fly to Alaska.
No.
They fly up and down the West Coast and now to the East Coast, too.
Yeah. I'm flying Alaska
United is good too.
For my birthday down to Cabo. Yeah.
United is okay. I don't love their line setup, though.
Oh,
I'm very picky.
Line setup.
I'm very picky. Listen, I travel a lot.
Okay.
Okay? The fact that I got to stand in line for group one or two for a long time, it's kind of southwesty. Yeah.
Oh, really? That is true. I'll give you that.
It's a little southwesty.
Okay.
Okay. So I don't love, they get knocked down for that.
All right.
But at least I can pick my seat.
Okay. Yeah, but they are good with that.
But American is like somewhere, like the problem is United doesn't go a lot of places I need to go. I fly American when I can't fly those other ones that I just mentioned. See, and it ends up being a lot.
Here's the thing with me. So I personally, I love Delta. My mom loves JetBlue. So she's like, that's her go-to, right? I love Delta. I've never had a bad experience with them. And my friends swore by American Airlines. Yeah. And I was like, okay. Nope. I went once. It was rough. So when we went to Dallas last year, it was so bad.
Yeah,
their customer service, bro, it's the worst. And that, to me, makes a break.
Well, it's funny. I called them the other day. Because I needed to do something. I needed to link. I'd taken a trip with my daughter, and I needed to link her. I had to book her separately because she's joining me on a business trip at the last second. I was like, oh, so I had to book her. But I had to call and like, hey, I'm not just booking for an eight-year-old going by themselves. I'm literally sitting in this seat I'm trying to buy. Mm-hmm. The seat next to me is empty. I'm trying to buy that seat.
Mm-hmm.
And that was fine. So they said, yeah, we'll link your tickets. It should pop up in the next 24 hours. So a week goes by, it doesn't happen. I call back. Ladies give me like an attitude.
I'm telling you.
Oh, no.
So bad.
No, like, she didn't.
I was like, bro.
You said bro to her?
No, I didn't say that.
Oh,
in my
you
head,
should've.
I said bro.
Okay.
And I'm like, yo, like, I'm just saying your colleague told me this would be done in 24 hours. It's been a week. Like, can you help me? And she's like, well, I don't know. It shows it's linked here. And I'm like,
hey, it's my first day on the job. What do you want from me?
And I'm like, okay, but I'm on both my phone and the website, and it's showing it's not. Yeah. So can you help? And eventually I just figured it out myself.
Mm-hmm.
But it was like, bro, what the hell?
Sis.
See? Now you get it.
Yeah.
And I've been dealing
with
this.
And I never had that problem with Delta.
No,
you know
Delta's
why?
Great.
Here's the difference. With Delta.
Tell me. Let me hear.
When you have status with Delta, you have your own separate lines.
You do.
They have a gold line.
Mm-hmm.
They have a silver, a gold line, a platinum line, and a diamond.
Oh, really?
Like I think that's genius.
Gold medallion line?
Yeah, they have the silver, the gold, the platinum, and a diamond. So the higher you go up, the less and less people are calling.
Right.
And they still have the similar amount of workers, right? People that are picking up the phone. So like, you know, when your boy calls Delta and I get like literally 30 seconds and I'm through to, you know, Katie or whoever is picking up the phone.
And she's nice.
Really nice.
I mean, Sedano has that in his contract probably. But see, us people that we don't got the the only thing that
But
helps,
I know people that don't got nothing in their contract that got status on airlines.
But I know, but I'm saying even if you don't, Delta's really good about that. And like I wanted the American Express Platinum thing.
Yeah.
They have the concierge, whatever. Even they got attitude from American Airlines.
Tim from OC says, I'd rather swim across the Pacific Ocean to Japan than fly Spirit or Frontier. Sorry, Laura.
No, it's okay. I know. Listen, I've had a terrible experience on Frontier one time. I was flying to Denver. I've had, you know, these ridiculous experiences with Spirit where I show up.
Why did you fly United to Denver?
I don't remember whatever it was at the time. It was years ago. And I recently flew.
I know like every hub, bro. Just tell me. Yeah. I got you.
I flew Spirit and I show up with my bag. They charged me literally $100 to take my bag on the
Frontier?
Plane.
Yeah.
$100?
Yeah.
And you don't like to pay for anything.
Carry on,
dude. When I had a layover.
Oh my God.
They were going to charge me.
Adios mio.
Yeah. They were going to charge me $100 again.
Yeah.
And I like hid my bag. I acted like I had a jacket and I did anything I could to sneak by and not pay the $100.
No, it's so bad. So bad. So bad.
Yeah. I can imagine. Like, you don't like to pay for things.
No, I don't.
So bad.
No, I do not.
$100?
To carry on.
What?
To carry on.
Yeah.
The Boo sister pretended to be pregnant.
Oh, really?
So she they caught her.
But I would not do that on Frontier. Because if you pay that $400 and then every time you go and they charge you for the seat and they charge you for the bag, if you really do the math and you take three trips on that $400, you'll wind up spending way more.
All right, one last one quickly. Go ahead.
All right, so Dr. Pepper just announced a new flavor.
Oh,
yeah, it's not Dr. Pepper? I guess 23 flavors inside of a soda isn't enough. So they just announced a brand new delicious strawberries and cream Dr. Pepper that will permanently be stocked on shelves.
Mm.
They're touting it as...
What, I mean, Dr. Pepper has like a regular Dr. Pepper, and then they have like a... They already have like a cream version, like a vanilla cream, don't they?
Yep.
Right.
And now strawberry cream?
And it's the only... It's, no. quote, the only strawberry and cream flavored dark soda in the market today.
Okay.
Big deal or no deal? I think it's a no deal.
No deal for me.
Yeah, definitely not a big deal, but I'm not opposed to like taking a little sip. I mean, it sounds very, very sweet.
Yeah, it's not going to be a go-to.
You know?
No shot.
I haven't had a soda that sans ginger ale. I don't know if you count that as a soda.
Yeah, you do.
Is it soda?
100%.
It's a soda, yeah.
Okay, then I had a ginger ale like maybe a year ago.
I haven't had soda.
But prior to that, I haven't had like a Pepsi or Coke or Dr. Pepper or anything like that.
I like soda water.
In easily 5 years.
Oh, yep. Wow.
No, 7 years.
I've had a Coke or something like that. Not that long ago.
Yeah, easily 5 years.
I mean, I think we were over in the suite, over at the 710 suite. And I was like, you know what? I better put a little caffeine in the tank before I drive back to South yeah. LA. I think I had like a sip of a Coke.
Pero 7 years.
See? Yeah. Really?
Good for you, Laura.
Wow.
But I'm talking about like just one. I ditched caffeine as like a complete habit in 2005.
Wow. Good for you.
Getting rid of soda, though, because you know, I've told you that my sister has lost like 200 plus pounds.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
She used to be one of these people that every morning would go into the McDonald's drive-in and get one of those dollar diet Cokes.
Yeah,
that were like 32 ounces.
Yeah. Oh, boy.
Like every single morning of her life, a 32-ounce diet Coke from McDonald's.
Yeah. Stan Van Gundy loves a diet Coke in the morning. But the random.
I mean, very.
But, well, there used to be a meme on Twitter with him with that. But Laura will tell you, Tyler, I know you said wow, but maybe 5 times a year I have a coffee.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
Maybe, and that's because awesome. I'm like, I'm dying. Coffee. I'm dying. I'm a zombie that day for one reason.
Good for you, man.
All right.
Good for him, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, good for him.
Yeah. Hey, your eyes exploded.
They did?
Yeah.
Put my glasses back on.
Yeah. I was going to tell you during the Ohm interview, but you know.
Jesus, is this thing bright. Yeah. Good God, man.
All right, we got one more segment to go, and then we got Dealer's Choice coming up.
Mm-hmm.
And then Cappy and I. So we've done all the Kyrie stuff today. So you get Dealer's Choice for you. And then I'm taking Cappy to the airport.
Yeah, drop me off first, please.
Nope. We're parking in the garage, and you can walk.
All right.
The great Pepe Mantilla, the voice in Espanol of the Los Angeles Lakers, has just texted me and says, since he was listening to our airline conversation, he says, if you go to Mexico, never ever fly Volaris.
I know. Volaris is a no-go.
So I told him, wow, good to know. I always, when I go down there, fly Delta American or Aeroméxico.
Yeah, the hard part of Volaris is that when you go there, you're like, okay, our flight's at 1 o'clock. And they're like, yeah, we're not sure. Right. We had tickets on Volaris a couple years ago. We were flying from the cross border down in TJ, and the flight just didn't go. So we sat there and we booked tickets on like the competitive airline, which is called Calafia.
Yeah.
You know? And it all worked out really well, but we spent like 8 hours in the TJ airport because the Volaris flight was like, yeah, we just decided we're not flying today.
There's a new one called Aerobus, I think.
Aerobus?
I think it took over for, Aeroméxico, I think it's still going on. But
yeah, Aeroméxico's still on.
It's like my mom tried to book for that, and then she ended up booking Volaris, and then she calls me when she gets to Guadalajara, and she's like, nunca más, never ever. I'm like, I told you, don't fly Volaris. It's like, y'all think Spirit and Frontier are bad? Ha!
Really? So it was like... So that's like Volaris is to Mexico.
What spirit is
to America?
Yeah. America.
Yeah. See. Mm-hmm.
See.
All right. See. That's cool.
Pero.
Yeah.
Pero, like, you know? Yeah.
Yeah.
I do know.
Yeah.
I do know.
Cappy, it's Dealer's Choice, baby.
So I'm going to New York City tonight.
Yeah.
And I haven't been to New York City, and I'm telling you, I can't even remember.
I was just there. In September.
I love New York.
I have not been to New York City in so many years. I worked there. I lived there. And I've got a lot of people there.
Yeah.
But I haven't been to New York City in so long. And for some reason, and maybe you guys can help me out here.
Yeah, help me out.
For some reason, I'm like a little on the miserable side.
Why is that?
Of going.
Why?
So I got a lot of guilt, you know, because my daughter is home.
Right.
And then I got to kind of pawn her off on some friends. Hey, would you let Julia come stay with you guys for a couple of days?
Oh, that's right. You have the one that's still in high school.
Yeah. And then she says to me, well, how am I going to take care of the dog? And I'm going to like, well, you're going to go back in the morning and feed him. You're going to go back in the evening and feed him. You're going to leave the back door open. You know, she's like, but what about the possum that we saw the other night? George, we saw a possum. Mm.
They're mean, bro.
Dude, they are mean.
Yeah.
And I don't want no part of that possum.
Yeah.
And what really irritated me about
why don't you go get like possum control or something?
Do they have that?
I don't know, like Corkies, right? Do they do possums too?
They must, but I thought we had a skunk. And that, remember, I thought we had a skunk, and I put skunky stuff all over the front, and then I was peeing all over my front yard,
right,
remember?
I remember that, yeah.
I was trying to scare the skunk off.
Yeah, but you attracted possums instead?
I guess so, and this possum went underneath my fence to go out towards the backyard. So now the possum's in the back, and I got to leave the door open for the dog. So I got a lot of guilt about leaving.
So if the possum attacks the dog, you're going to feel terrible.
Oh, because this possum will tear my little Frenchie apart, I'm sure. Now Jack thinks he's tough, and he barks at everybody and wants a little piece of every... I mean, he wants every bit of smoke for every dog that we see.
Yeah.
But I... So I have this guilt about leaving, you know?
Yeah.
And
so why doesn't she just walk him instead of leaving the door open or whatever?
Well, because then he's home all day.
Yeah, but she can go walk him is what I'm saying. I know. When she comes to feed him.
But this is my whole point. You know what I mean? Yeah. Like, it's a whole headache. And then I'm going to get to New York.
I mean, your dog's kind of fat anyway. He doesn't like to move around that much anyway, does he?
No, he likes to run a little bit. He likes to walk. He likes to get out a little.
He's a little heavy.
He's a chunky monkey.
He is. So, in fact, to the point where, like, I have one of those leashes that doesn't just go around his neck. It kind of goes around his whole
chest. Well, that's actually better because you don't choke them.
Right. Yeah. And then it's like, every time I go to snap it, I'm like, damn, dude, I can't even snap this
thing. You got
to
get a bigger size.
Yeah. Oh, he's like you.
Right. He's like me. I can't snap my pants. Yeah. Right. Can't snap my pants. So, anyway, so I'm going to New York, and then I'm going to get there, and I'm one of these people that, like, I focus.
Yeah.
So I'm like, I'm here for this.
Right.
Mm.
And all I need to do is get to this, do this well.
Right.
Monday, I'm going to be at our ESPN New York studios.
Right. I've been. They're nice.
And then Tuesday morning, I'll fly back.
It's a beautiful part of town, by the way.
I can't wait.
Yeah.
And then I'm going to be, I want to get back because what if, you know, LeBron does this on Tuesday night? So I want to be back for that. But I'm just one of these people that I can't just say...
Yeah, by the way, you know what else is in that building?
Tell me.
The ABC.
Mm-hmm. Oh, really?
Yeah.
Which is?
Yeah, you can see like The View and those people. They're all there.
Oh, that they're all in that same building.
Yeah.
Oh, gotcha. Gotcha.
Yeah.
You said the ABC. I thought there was something other than ABC.
The ABC.
Gotcha.
The.
So I'm going to go to New York. I'm by myself. No kids. Oh. No girlfriend. Right?
How does Rachel feel about this?
She's okay. In my older days, let me tell you something. When I was younger, when I was younger back in the day, the first thing I'd be thinking of is, like, what girls do I know there?
Yeah.
You know, like, who could I party with for a couple of days?
Yeah. When you were single, right? Not married?
Well, I mean, just I'm saying it through my life is all I'm saying. You know, let's not decide, you know, whose status is what. When. Yeah. So instead of just being like, hey, this is cool, this is going to be fun, I got all this freedom, I can go do my own thing.
Yeah.
I'm feeling like this tremendous guilt about leaving and going. Can anybody work with me on this?
Sure.
Go ahead.
I mean, it happens. I have two little kids. You know, you're only little once, you know, so I travel a lot. Hence why I'm flying up to do this game tonight or tomorrow. I'm flying up tonight, last flight, taking you to the airport with me. And so you can go to New York. And then instead of staying over in San Francisco, I'm taking the last flight out because the game is at 5:30 local time. So I can get a flight back to L.A.
Yeah, so I got to go into New York for these meetings, and I can't believe I'm even taking the time to go have these kinds of meetings. Like, it's stupid. Like, can't we meet on Zoom? You know?
Meet on Zoom?
Well, that's what my daughter said. She goes, Dad, this better be one damn important meeting.
Yeah.
And I went, this is the kind of meeting that it's very, very, very hard to get, so I need to just go take it while I can get it and, like, take my shot kind of thing.
Mm-hmm.
And so...
Shoot your shot.
Yeah,
That's what I had to do.
Be careful when you're in New York, Cappy. I sent you a video. You don't want to be that guy.
Which guy?
The guy in the video that I sent you.
All right. Is he a guy who's getting, like, his face punched in like a train or something?
No, you talked about rats. So I'm just saying, don't fall asleep on the subway.
Should I eat anything in particular? I mean, obviously, my first choice, I wanted to just eat New York pizza, but I could see myself getting
Rice
a nice
pizza,
New York
artichoke
bagel.
Artichoke pizza is good.
Mm-hmm.
Depends kind of what you like and also what part of town you're going to be. But, like, also, I haven't been there. I went there pre-pandemic, so...
By the way, Tyler Whitman looks like the vice president of the handsome man community. Now, did you block him by accident or did you block him on purpose?
I don't block him.
Oh, because he tagged the wrong Tyler Whitman.
Yeah.
So this guy looks just like you, by the way. And he's apparently, according to his Twitter, the newest star of Million Dollar Listing on Bravo TV. But he is actually at Tyler Whitman.
No relation.
Yeah.
But he did take my tag.
He's the guy who's got it. That's why you're Tyler the Wit. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
That's right.
And you're Tyler the Wit. But you guys look alike.
No relation.
Right, but you look like you could be like cousins.
Are you implying I should start taking relation to him?
I mean, why not?
He's
all right. Clearly famous.
Don't you take it from Bergman? I mean, might as well take that one.
Yeah, that one is way better than Bergman, I would say. Yeah. All right, we're done here.
There was a part of today's show where you and I were crying, laughing, like uncontrollable. Yeah. Like one of
and
those.
And Laura had no idea.
Right, but everybody missed the whole thing.
Yeah, it was hilarious. All right, we're done here. Cappy, great job.
Let's get to the airport.
Yeah, we got a haul ass. Great job, Tyler, filling in for Linz.
Had a blast. Thanks.
Thank you for doing it. Laura, excellent work as always. We'll talk to you on Lunes.